Yeah, that music heralds Robbo's pet project. We've got Ben from Bark to talk about Greg the Greyhound. There's a word for that, isn't there? Is it alliteration or something? I don't know. But anyway, Ben, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us on again.
You're very welcome. Now, I reckon, and I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday, that greyhounds are possibly one of the real misunderstood animals in terms of their suitability for pets. Would that be fair to say?
That is exactly right, Mark. They do make excellent pets. And I didn't want to just talk about Greg today, Mark. I wanted to talk about greyhounds in general. So over the next week or so, Bark are probably going to have about 4 greyhounds available for adoption. Greg is one we've got available at the moment, and he's ready to go, looking for a home with a family. They are great family pets. They're excellent with kids. They're great to have around older members of the family as well. They're quite calm and nurturing animals.
The thing with them that I've found is with the ones that I've met, they're very gentle, they're very very loving animals as well, and I guess importantly for people who look at the size of them and that, they're pretty bloody lazy too when it's all said and done.
they certainly are. They can make great running companions if that's your caper, but they don't require as much exercise as people would think, and generally they are quite big couch potatoes. They like to crawl into little balls and rest up on the couch all day. So they make excellent indoor pets as well.
Now, what would be the reason that all of a sudden there seems to be a few coming in, mate? Is this from readoption from those coming out of the racing scene?
That's correct. These guys are all ex-athletes. The reason they're coming through at the moment, we're not quite sure, but we do get quite a few greyhounds coming in from time to time. Once they've retired from racing, or their owners feel that they've had enough of it, and they're not interested in racing anymore, they will look for a pet home for them. So that's a great outcome for the dogs after their racing careers.
Yeah, and I've seen firsthand, one that came out of racing, and to be honest, it was so timid, it was almost pitiful. Adopted by a family who put a little bit of time and love in, and an entirely different dog after just a couple of months. So it's all that they need. You give them love, they'll give you plenty back.
For sure. What we generally see, the dogs are pretty well looked after in the racing kennels, and when they come to us, they are quite social, being around other dogs most of their lives. They do enjoy our play groups. And they're quite, they're great to take on walks, and they're easy to rehome into homes with other dogs because they have been around those animals all their lives. If people have cats and smaller animals, then obviously that's a slow introduction into those sort of fluffy things, given the greyhound's background and their reason for being bred in general, I guess, as a sighthound.
Yeah, exactly. But again, I've seen greyhound paired with a little Jack Russell pup. And best of mates. In fact, I reckon the little one reckons it'd probably take down the greyhound. But anyway, all right. So just tell us a bit about Greg.
Yeah, so Greg is a young greyhound. He's only 22 months old. He's a very shiny black in colour. We have written his profile a bit like a superhero. So he's looking for a family to protect. We've nicknamed him Black Lightning, and he's out there to protect his family from those rascally cats and rabbits. Quite a sociable dog. He spends his days here in the playgroups. He'd be great around sort of children around 3 and older that aren't crawling around on the ground and things like that. Or suited to an older person looking to have a walking companion and someone to share their days with.
Fantastic. All right, so Bark 5441-2209, I think, off the top of my head. Something like that.
That's correct. Well,
yes.
Good memory.
Yeah, and BendigoAnimalReliefCentre.com.au if you want to find out more about Greg. Ben, thanks as always, mate. We'll talk very soon.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for the time.
No problem at all. Robbo's Pet Project on Gold Central Victoria.